For I am gracious and merciful. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. The judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. In our spiritual life, we always kind of want to know how it's going to turn out, don't we? And it would be so nice if God just gave us a hint of what was going to happen. Or if Jesus actually said, "You know what, you're right, this is what's going to happen today." The only sign we ever need in life, however, is to turn to Jesus Christ. That is what this gospel is about. That Jesus Christ is always going to show us the way to the truth. And my dear friends, there are going to be times in our lives where the unknown is unsettling. We want to control. We're going to question. And this gospel's telling us, keep your eye on our Lord. In difficult times, stay focused on Jesus. In good times, stay focused on Jesus. And if we keep our eyes on him, no matter what life throws our way, we're going to make it through it together. So my dear friends, let us remember that the only thing we need to do is to keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So where do we need stronger faith today? And let's bring that to our Savior.